Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Samasio. What it do? Welcome to Thank You, Masio, episode number 3. Here with a special guest. What your name is, player?
Young Blake, a.k.a. Jonas, a.k.a. Blake Martin.
And it's all the real
a.k.a. Thelonious, a.k.a. young nigga from the South. You feel me?
A.k.a.
Back from L.A.
A.k.a. Blake Martin.
Had to stop by to my nigga, Masio. You know what I'm saying? And pull up on y'all niggas for the podcast.
So. Man, I got a guest for y'all every day, every week. You feel me? I got friends out here. Y'all gonna find this out.
So thank you, Masio, for having me.
Hey!
You know, this is a special occasion.
You know what it is.
We're definitely gonna dive into some topics. You know, definitely go in and just, you know, talk about some things.
Already, my brother. What you been on?
Shit, dude. Working on this EP. You know, the Blake Martin EP that's coming out hopefully at the end of the month. Could be early March, you know, it's getting mixed right now, so it just depends what everything gets mastered and everything. But I'm working on that right now. I'm working on Girls Love Blake, that's gonna be for the summer. Just working on music, man. Just, you know,
it's AKA gonna be... you a freaky ass nigga.
we gonna put out a lot this year, you know what I'm saying? This shit gonna be crazy.
You know, say Girls Love Blake. Okay.
It's gonna be crazy.
Some shit I need to be bumping.
On God.
The remix. Girls Love Masio.
Ignorant. Thank you, Masio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. So we got a good show for y'all today. We definitely about to touch up on this sports and the little drama that's been happening. You know what I'm saying? Injuries, trade deadline about to pull up.
Porzingis, my nigga.
Yeah, we need some things to happen. We're gonna hit you with a little bit of music. You know, everybody wants to know probably what we listen to. What's popping? What's not? You said you was feeling that Young Thug and Future, right?
I've been bumping that. I've been bumping that. Low key, if you go back last year, man, Jay-Z's 444. That might be the album of the year, bro. I was fucking with Damn most of the year, but that's just crazy, man.
Why? Cause he's just putting you on game, huh?
On God, bro. I think niggas is sleeping on that record. Like 50 was saying that shit was old, and like the young niggas would have fucked with it. But
yeah, that country club music.
Exactly.
Shit.
Like when I was 16 or 15, I would want a nigga to put me on game about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, trying to own your own money and, you know, trying to put more money into your community and not spending money on jewelry and shit that ain't gonna, you know, value more investment. You know, everybody want the fast money, all that shit, man. But niggas are saying that's for the old heads, I guess. But I don't know. That's the knowledge I think the youth would want to hear. But, you know, but I think that 444 is crazy. Low-key, that Kid Cudi. That Demon Slaying record, that shit's hard as hell too.
Okay, hold on, bro. Slow down, bro. We not even in. We ain't even there yet, player.
All right. That shit crazy too.
Okay,
that shit
crazy. Jonas feeling some things. Also, we finna talk about the topic of the day, which is a question that I asked. You know, the homeboys just, you know, hit me with topics and shit. One of the questions I got asked was from our boy. He said, "Talk about exactly why people shouldn't carry anger." And why life is too short for all that. And I said, you know what? With everything that's going on and a story I was just telling Blake right here, you know, some shit that happened between some people that I knew. Perfect subject to talk about. Why life is too short and why you shouldn't carry no fucking anger. You really shouldn't, right?
No.
Yeah.
You should never carry baggage. Because at the same time, if you look at it, whenever you go back and retaliate when somebody comes to you with drama, you just stupid down to their level. You know, you looking dumb like how they looking dumb.
Exactly.
So you should always just want to laugh at them and just keep it moving, because now they gonna be in a predicament where they gonna have to look at themselves and they're gonna have to look at themselves in the mirror.
Woo!
Alone. So it gets deep, bro. So like you'll ever feel pressure to feel like, you know, like you're back against the wall, like you gotta. You never got to. You always got a choice.
Hey, we hitting them hard early, you feel me? All right, yo, so that's Thank You, Masio. And that's going to be the show today. And that's going to be something y'all going to think about all week. We about to hit y'all some crazy fucking just gems, mental jewels today. Some shit y'all can take away.
Fuck.
You feel me? So, yeah, stay tuned. We got some shit going. Shout out to my nigga Blake Martin.
And Blake.
Welcome back to the world famous, very infamous, Thank You, Masio. Still here with Blake Martin. What's up, man?
What's good?
Chilling, smoking? Hi, yeah.
Just chilling, man.
You know how we do when we get together, bro. Hey, so what we want to talk about right now is, bro, what's up with that Porzingis, man? What's up with that injury?
Hey, I'm going to be real, man. I might say some fucked up shit. I know a couple Knicks fans, you know, in life, so don't attack me. But I think this might be a blessing in disguise for Porzingis. If you think about it, he's fragile. He's too skinny. Him tearing his ACL, you know what that's going to allow him to do? He can't work out. So you know what he can do? He can lift weights. So he's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. And by the time he come back, he's going to be ready. Just like Joel Embiid. When Joel Embiid came into the league,
that
nigga
was
skinny as hell. What happened? Even though he was out those seasons, what that nigga was doing?
Yeah. And all they could do is stand there and shoot. So they probably just work on their shot.
Exactly. Jumper going to get better. The Porzingis weak, man. If you think about it, he get injured every 2-3 games, just like Lonzo. These niggas are skinny niggas. They got to get big.
Yeah, man. But he ain't no Giannis.
Nah, he not, though. Giannis, that nigga's a fool, man.
That's going to be the future of the league right there.
KD said he might be MJ. Better.
Kevin Durant need a haircut.
Man, that nigga can't smell a barbershop, nigga.
Kevin Durant in a barbershop?
Relax.
Yeah, nobody even said that in the same sentence.
So, now what about the Cavs, though?
Cavaliers?
Orlando Magic.
Old
came
heads.
Back on them.
Old heads. First of all, that's the worst class in history. These old heads. Look, I'm chilling with the other. Remember when they played the Rockets? Shit. Cavaliers played the Rockets the other day,
bro,
y'all.
Bro, Chris Paul was looking like Pete Maravich.
Right, bro. They got cranks, bro. They got cranks. Got spanked, right?
Yeah.
The homie's like, yo, I would take out the whole starting lineup of the Cavs. They playing that bad. I said, put who in? D-Wade? Every time he hop up, nigga, dust fly off the bench.
Corver ass.
Corver?
It's a walking corpse.
Legs about to snap. D-Rowe legs about to snap.
All Channel Fry could do is shoot a three.
Hey, man, Cavs is done for, bro. No, and they know it. Isaiah Thomas.
That nigga trash, bro. They need to trade that nigga to fucking the Hornets, get Kemba Walker. Or trade that nigga to Sacramento, get George Hill. Get George Hill. I'll take him.
Yeah, Cavs are a disaster, bro.
Now, I'm going to be real. LeBron is going to have to either go to the Houston Rockets or the San Antonio Spurs if he ever want to get a chip. But it's probably not going to happen, man. I think the Warriors just might run this shit for like 5 more years, bro.
Warriors looking suspect right now. We think they're going to get better in the playoffs?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to be real.
Mid-season blues?
They're dealing with fatigue, bro. Mental fatigue. These niggas been...
And they've been traveling, too,
exactly,
the last couple.
Oh, God. And these niggas, they've been hunted for, like, years, bro. They've been the guy for, like, 3 years now. Bro, like, hey, Lakers did this at 0-1.
They're probably just chilling to the playoffs.
Bro, Shaq and Kobe did this at 0-1. We won, like, 52-3, 54 games. Bro, wasn't really doing shit. Defense was hella bad. We was 20th in defense. Came in the playoffs. Nigga, our record was 16-1. They gonna turn the switch, man. I think Golden State got it. But we gonna see. It's some competition, though.
Who the young stars in the league right now?
Man, shout out to my young nigga, Sam. Shout out to the side, man. I fuck with Phoenix, Devin Booker. He nice. You feel me? Devin Booker hard. He probably going to be a top 2 shooter guard in a couple
years.
That's
true. He did score, what, 70, 73?
I don't got 70 points. I fuck with Booker. Giannis, that nigga young as fuck. Anthony Davis, that nigga young as fuck.
Man, I'm tired of Anthony Davis.
That nigga been in the league, like, for 10 years. That nigga 24.
Yeah, he need to get closer to the playoffs. That's what he need to do.
Nah, they still hooping, though. They going to make the playoffs low-key. Without DeMarcus, they going to get ran off, though. With DeMarcus, the niggas probably could have made it to the second round.
Hey,
speaking of players, though, shout out Blake Griffin and the Detroit Pistons. Niggas was looking at that like that was a trash-ass situation. That's turning out pretty good for
me. Anytime you can get a star player, it's always a bonus.
Oh, God.
Especially when he's
and he's better than all the niggas that combined. When you look at his talent, he's better
than
all the niggas.
He's been running point guard for them.
Exactly. Way better than Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, about
he's a
time.
Better point guard than Reggie Jackson. Think about that.
About
Blake
time.
Griffin.
Yeah, we know.
The same nigga that dunked on Mozgov.
I don't know why some of these dudes in the league.
Nah, that shit crazy, but...
Not producing, but they gonna get it done.
The main topic what niggas gotta talk about, though, the Super Bowl, man. I know it was a couple days ago, but... How you feel about it, man? Did you want to see Tom Brady get that 6th one? Or was you trying to see the Philly upset the whole, you know, 50, 40 plus years without a championship? What was you rooting for?
Man, I'm trying to go to commercial break. Nah, I was just fucking with you with the commercial break. But honestly, the Super Bowl, bro, is just how I predicted. 2 teams in it that I didn't want to watch. I'm not into the Patriots. I'm not into the Eagles. For my own reasons for each team, I'm a Raider fan, so I'm only caring about what they're doing, number one. If you're a real Raiders fan, you don't see nothing what any other team is doing. We don't care. I only want to see what the Raiders doing. But anyway, about the Patriots, you know, it's just the Patriots, man. They always gonna be in it. It's getting old and boring now. And then the Eagles, bro, I just think the Eagles, yeah, like, I personally don't like when the underdog wins when it comes to sports.
Yeah, so you like the, you a Goliath.
I like the Goliath, but I'm tired of the Goliath winning lately. So I just wasn't interested in the Super Bowl.
I feel you. UConn girls winning.
Yeah, it's just old news. Like,
when Serena don't have a baby, Serena.
I want a new Goliath, but I want the new Goliath to be a team I like. You feel me? So.
So you want the Lakers to be a new Goliath?
Lakers and Raiders,
bro. I respect that. I fuck with that. Yeah. I'm fans of both teams.
Yeah, you gotta.
We on the same page, but as far as the Super Bowl on my end, I'm gonna be honest. It's always fuck Brady. You know what I'm saying? So I was happy as hell. You know, that the Eagles won. Even though, to be real, this is the first year I haven't even gave a fuck about the NFL.
Really? I didn't watch any games this year.
I seen games on the slight when I was on the move, but I never sat down all this year and said, nigga, I'm gonna watch niggas hit each other in the head with
helmets. Nah. I would just watch the Raider highlights. Yeah, like,
that's gladiator shit. Like, that's just not even like that. I don't fuck with that shit as much. But the game was cool, though. It was a good-ass game, so that shit had me interested. But I feel you, though, man. Like, I wasn't even that big of a fan from the get-go, but seeing Tom Brady lose is always going to make me smile a little.
Yeah, that was a bonus. Like, other than that, like, it was just...
Shout out Malcolm Butler, man. I feel for you. You know, that was crazy.
Man, Malcolm Butler did some shit, and he know he did.
You think that nigga smoked some weed or some shit? They said that nigga tried to bring weed on the airplane.
About time.
I feel it, man. The nigga's probably, he didn't get the Super Bowl. He probably tried to calm his nerves.
About time somebody pushed
that. Belichick should have just let that slide, man. Sorry, bro. That nigga.
Hey, but you know, like they said, he played what? 98% of the snaps for him, so it don't matter if he was high. He was out there going
exactly.
hard.
Exactly.
And look what the Eagles did. They just started going right to that side every time. Going against that, what's the quarterback that plays on Roe? So, hey, I don't know. For a nigga that didn't want to watch it, I knew everything that happened.
I know. That's what I said. I didn't end up watching that shit. That's what I said, nigga. Niggas always want to see Tom Brady take an L.
Yeah,
and I want to see it. To see them take an L. So it is what it is. But, I mean, as far as, like, overall in sports, though, man, I'm mainly just fucking with basketball right now. I think right now is probably low-key one of the best times to be an NBA fan.
Hey, you know who my favorite player is?
Who you fucking with?
Shit. Probably LaMelo Ball. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Hey, how y'all just playing with you, bro? How you feel about them?
I'll be real, man. They daddy crazy. I done told that nigga, fuck you. I'm about to go to UCLA. This nigga got this nigga in Louisiana or whatever. Played against some DEX grade prospects. Like, my nigga, I'm sorry, man. That's it.
They getting buckets, bro.
I'm sorry. I can't even say that country right, and I don't give a damn.
But getting the bag at 19, what's... Like,
No. I feel them like getting
the
bag.
They getting paid over there. They getting paid. But well, that's
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
No, no, no. A lot of players should do that. I respect LiAngelo being out there because I don't even think him being at UCLA would have done anything for his stock. So him going to play overseas was a smart-ass decision. But LaMelo? Bro, that nigga's actually a prospect. Like, I would have that nigga in school, like, just get his shit better on the side.
Bro, he a hooper, bro. He don't need none of that. Whoever he hoop against,
is he a hooper enough to where you think he can go straight to the league? From your, I don't know, bro. I gotta see him play this better competition.
Maybe not over 1 year, but he might be there a year.
Nah, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real. He's gonna make the NBA.
Yeah, they gonna get time.
He's 6'5 already. He got a jumper. He just gotta play some defense. If he can play some defense,
I
think it'll work out for him.
That'd be good.
I think it'll work out for him. But I'm gonna be real. Overall, I fuck with the Ball brothers, though. Overall, especially I fuck with Lonzo Ball. That's my guy. But, you know, I think LeVar's just crazy, man. Like, he wild. But I feel him, though, bro. Like, use this shit as promotion. Fuck it. Everybody looking down on him, but they'll do the same shit. If you think about it, my nigga, that's just crazy.
Yeah, man. He did predict it. He said he's gonna have all his sons hooping and some shit.
Nigga, relax. I thought you about to say hoop for the Lakers.
Hey,
that shit ain't
know.
Fucking happening, my nigga. I swear to God, I'll be damned if another Ball brother wears that jersey.
Fuck LeVar Ball. Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you because they asked me the other day, what's your favorite weed strain?
My favorite weed strain?
We know you go to California every other day and shit. Pretty sure you a weed connoisseur by now. What you fucking with?
I mean, Diamond Dust. OG, you can't go wrong with that.
Diamond
Dust OG, and it's a sativa.
That shit, how you coughing up dust?
Nah, that shit, bro. Nah, it's the smoothest strain ever, bro.
Okay.
That's how it gets you. You'll smoke that shit and think, what the fuck is this? And that shit, it hits you 10, 12 minutes
sativa?
Later like a bomb. Yes.
Oh, that shit have you up and floating.
That shit have you, exactly, bro. Like, if you want to be lit as hell but still be able to maneuver and go around the city and do some fly shit, you can never go wrong with the Diamond Dust. But I'm going to be real, though. Fuck that. That shit's expensive, though.
So what you fuck with fuck that? That's so cheaper.
I'm going to be real. If you want some shit that's affordable and always going to get the job done, to me, it's no better strain than Blue Dream. I'm going to be honest with you, like...
That's a sativa, and it's always on that
part
of the menu and shit.
Bro, if you got a medical card, you could get some Blue Dream probably for like $80, $90. That shit is so cheap, and it gets the job done. I know niggas that smoke some of the highest strains of weed and still consider Blue Dream their favorite weed. Their favorite strain. Like,
them niggas is ignorant.
No, bro. Right. But like that's just consistent though.
No, it's consistent, but bro.
After like, a while, when you smoke certain, some shit just give you that certain feeling, bro. And you thinking, bro, what's the price to a man who's in love with a cheap thing?
This nigga over here hit me with that William Tupac Shakespeare shit.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. At the end of the day, man, sometimes certain shit just always get the job done.
Nah, bro, dude, but favorite? And I know, I feel you. They have a right to whatever their favorite is, but the nigga's still ignorant.
Nah.
They can be better favorites,
I'm just
bro.
Speaking for, you know, the people out there looking for some affordable shit. Now, personally, me, like I said, Diamond Dust and, Space Ghost.
That's what I want to hear, man. That's what I want to hear. What's that shit that you want to get all the time, even if you can't? That's what I want to know.
Space Ghost.
Yeah,
Space
okay, Ghost. That's what I'm saying.
Space Ghost is fucking crazy.
Some shit that's rare. Anybody can get the Blue Dream.
Train Wreck is really good, too.
Train Wreck?
Yeah, Train Wreck. Ghost
that's,
OG.
That's some comparable shit.
Yeah.
Anyone can get that.
Yeah. Ghost OG is cool.
Ghost is getting popular.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Yoda.
Oh, Yoda OG, yeah.
Yeah, Yoda's ignorant. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's probably the strays, man. I done gave y'all a couple, man. Do some research. Go on Leafy, you feel me? And look for yourselves. And, you know, you'll figure out, you know, what gets the job done for you. But I think those are a good start.
Hey, trust Blake Martin, y'all. This boy being motherfucking California, smoking the best. So when you in Cali, it's all about the vibes, right? I imagine you gotta have a shade.
It's all about the vibes.
You gotta have a fresh cut.
It's all about the women.
You gotta be in the fly whip.
You gotta be in a flyaway. But just something, you know, that could get you around smooth.
Right, your skin gotta be shining. So what music is you bumping though?
I'm bumping OG Don Kennedy.
Oh, the old Don, the first Don.
I'm bumping OG Don Kennedy, Yellow Album type shit. Like that's the max. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You can't go wrong with PND. I'm bumping PND 1, PND 2.
What I tell you about this is the freakiest nigga to ever be on this podcast.
I'm bumping that.
This nigga said he gonna be on Magnolia.
I'm bumping that shit.
Bumping PND.
And I'm gonna be real, man. If you're looking at it right now, you gotta bump some Trippie Redd. That joint with him and Travis might be the hottest joint out right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. So some Trippie Redd, you can't go wrong.
You heard that Maxo Cream and Trippie Redd?
Nah, I haven't heard that, but shout out Maxo Cream,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, man.
Be a Texas nigga though, I fuck with Maxo.
Capiche.
but yeah, man, you gotta bump some nice shit. And I'm gonna be real, depending how you feel, man, and depending if you in that Blake Martin vibe, you could bump some MIA too. But that's on the low though, man. Look up that around your homies.
Hey man, what am I hearing, man? The fuck am I hearing, man? Hey, you learn a lot about motherfuckers on the podcast. That's what motherfuckers open up. So that's what you listening to, huh?
Nah, I'm just playing about the MIA shit, but she a legend though. But
rumor
you
is,
wanna play that.
You was bumping So Far Gone on your way over here.
Nah, I wasn't bumping So Far Gone. What was I bumping? I was bumping that Future and Thug.
Right, you said you fucked with that, the slime, right?
Yeah, I was bumping that shit. But I don't know, man. It just depends what type of vibe. What about you, man? What would you play in your natural environment? You know what I'm saying? You a Vegas nigga. You feel me? So what would you play?
Maceo is going to be bumping that Allen Iverson album, that Shaq album, that Ron Artest. That Victor Oladipo featuring Alec Bellinger.
Oh shit.
I came off hot. You
said the Oladipo.
Niggas didn't know Victor Oladipo had it.
Hey, but hey, no, I got a question for you, though. Is you bumping that Kobe, though?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Hey, man, Kobe my nigga, but bro, what you doing, bro?
I was bumping that Kobe until I seen him in that one photo shoot with that white gown shit on.
Nah, that's when I knew my nigga. That's when I knew Illuminati got my nigga Kobe.
Hey, bro, what was he doing?
I thought I was like, dad, bro.
That nigga said, get me out of this rape case and I'll do anything.
Oh, so God. Nigga said, Nike, please take me back. Oh, shit, man. But shout out Kobe, man. But anyways, dude.
Nah, but anyways, like the shit I'm bumping, like you say, you gotta bump that Fly Dom shit.
100.
I'm with you on that Fly Dom shit. Yes, that old school Dom.
Oh God, OG.
So if it's Cali, then I gotta stick with, like I said, the Dom. I gotta bump the Nipseys. I gotta bump the Kendricks.
But at the same time, though, like
I nitpick. I just find the songs that I like. Yeah. Like when you say you fuck with the Damn album, I haven't heard the Damn album all the way in full.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Sometimes I don't listen to the whole thing in full.
Bro, to be honest with you, there's so much music out right now. It's just like,
oh, it's everything.
It be albums from 2 years ago. I barely be catching on to now. I swear to God.
It depends on the vibe, bro. Because to be honest with you, when I'm in my car, I pretty much got one or two CDs in my car. I got the Bob Marley Legend album and I got the Tupac Me Against the World. I know every song on repeat.
I'm gonna be honest.
Sometimes,
with you,
bro, I don't wanna search through my phone and like look up
that's
some
why,
shit.
That's why you gotta make playlists, and that's why these streaming sites are very, very, very good. Like you can make those playlists on Apple Music. That shit is tight. If you were going on a long road trip, you heading out to Utah, you heading out to Colorado, Seattle, wherever the fuck you're going. That shit come in handy.
Yeah.
That shit, I feel you though. No one wants to go on their phone like, oh, I gotta keep going. I gotta search for this joint. I gotta search for that joint. Especially if you got a streaming service.
I mean, I got playlists, but the thing is, sometimes I can't always, you know,
skip.
Update the music. I don't have time to sit there. Sometimes I listen to a play to. Yeah, sometimes
shit.
I'm bumping the same. Like, I got a playlist where it got Wayne, it got some Money Back.
To be honest with you,
it got some all types. So it's like honest, I listen to the same shit.
The best way to do is just, like you said, play albums. Because it's going to get you in one mood most of the time, especially if it's a classic album.
Yeah, you just got to figure out which one. It's just about the vibe. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of up-and-coming shit that I've been bumping, so like you said, it's a lot of music out there. You can't keep up with that shit.
Exactly.
They was telling me about some 6ix9ine nigga the other day, and I said, who the fuck is
6ix9ine?
Hey, and then
real,
I had to go do my research.
That might be the king of New York right now.
See, that's crazy too, because they say Florida got the hottest rap game.
Nah, they do. Florida got the most impactful rappers right now to the young generation. When you look at how many they got. They got X, they got Kodak. You know what I'm saying? They got a good amount of folks, you know, in Florida.
Yeah, they got Rob Banks. They got a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So.
And 6ix9ine, you said New York, right?
Yeah, 6ix9ine might be the hottest in New York right now, man. That might not be a good opinion, but, you know, it could be facts. You know, so shout out to 6ix9ine. But
we need Blake Martin to be the hottest in Vegas.
Nah, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The plan is to be the hottest in the world. That's the goal. We trying to be global. We trying to go international. You know, I love my city and I love where I come from, but, you know, this whole Girls Love Blake thing, Blake Martin EP, I see this going around to every culture. So it's from Vegas because the stories are from Vegas, but...
What's your favorite type of women since you said Girls Love Blake and it's going global?
My favorite type of women...
You finna be laid up with...
It's a good woman. That's my favorite type of woman.
Oh, man.
A good woman is always my favorite type of woman.
So your mom listening to this?
Nah, my mom's not listening to this.
So that's an honest answer.
My mom's Haitian, and she
so you like
listen to nothing but Haitian church music.
All women.
I'm gonna play it around her, but she probably won't listen to it. She'll listen to rap, but she'll respect it for the culture. But
you like all women is what you're saying.
I like all women. As long as they're good women.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify. I feel you on that. But all women? All women, bro?
Oh, not all women. Good women. It's not all women. All
right, there we go. Glad everybody. I see you, my brother.
Yeah, I'm not seeing
you. I see you. And that's why you are D. Blake Martin. Good, you know. know what it is. It's your boy Samasio. I'm still here with the
Blake Mind.
There you go. This is Thank You Masio. So, topic time, y'all. Question asked by one of my boys through Snapchat.
Young Irvin.
They know who he is. He said, talk about why people shouldn't carry anger and why life is too short. I got many reasons. Blake, how you feel about that? Why do you think it's bad to carry around anger? And what can it result to? And why, you know what I'm saying? Why life is too short?
You just said it. Life is too short. That's one reason. You can spend your whole life thinking about some shit. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a lot of people that spend their whole life thinking about what somebody done to them or what somebody said to them or said about them. I know a very knowledgeable man who once said that when it comes to people talking about you and saying something about you in a negative way, if it's not true, why should you ever feel some way about it? So if somebody's putting dirt on your name or somebody's trying to blast you or somebody's trying to come at you and make it a physical altercation, you gotta look at it and understand this shit don't matter. We all gonna be gone sooner or later, and we gotta make the best out of what we can with every day we have. And that is not spending a lot of good time when you're bickering and you're keeping things and holding it. Because sooner or later now, you're going to retaliate. You're going to either be behind bars, you're going to be dead, or you're going to be regretting some shit. And now that's going to be on your mind, and you could become a whole nother monster. So it's never good to...
And that's the thing right there, like you just said, using your mind. Because when you do retaliate and you do respond, you let it get to you, I think that's when your ego takes over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your ego takes over. And then your pride takes over, because we all very prideful. So, you know, we all feel some type of way about ourselves. We all have pretty much good self-esteem. I would hope so. So when anybody downgrades you or tries to come at you, it is hard to turn the other cheek. But you
it's
have
always
to.
Hard. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
But you have to, though. You really got
but
to.
But that, comes, that, with, shit ain't that, that serious. Comes with wisdom and experience.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are, you know, when you're young, you're a hothead. You know what I'm saying? So you're not thinking about slowing down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I done got into scuffles over these very things that we calling little now.
Exactly.
But it's because, like,
at that time they were so big. Because, like I said, pride. Yep. Your reputation, who you were at the time, who people probably was looking at you, people were probably looking up to you. So for somebody to come at you and disrespect you, you ain't gonna take that lightly, because you got a reputation and no one wants to, you know, get disrespected out in public. Let me just be honest. I'm pretty sure no one wants that. So, you know, but you, like you said, it just takes time. But once you learn it, you got to just keep that mindset, because it'll take you so far in life. You'll realize how little shit is. There's shit that people, man, I've been through 8 years ago, and I'm looking at it now like, bro, that's just like a pebble in my life story. It's so small.
Yeah, even how you handle situations and react to situations. Everything changes as I feel like you get older, and maybe you go through it once or twice. Sometimes people do make the same mistake twice.
Mm-hmm.
They might react to a situation the same way they did before, and like it takes them two or three times to fuck up to finally realize, I can't carry this anger and this grudge and react to it this way if I want to keep progressing.
Yeah, people spend their whole lives.
Yeah, the longer you live, ironically, the shorter life becomes. And I think people start to fucking realize that, you know what I'm saying?
Every day becomes quicker and quicker.
Yep, exactly.
You know,
when you were a kid, you 1, 2, 3, 4, and it goes by
now,
slow.
Now you 30. Then now 40. You're 35.
Yeah.
So you done been doing this life thing for a while, so moments are going quicker. Everything isn't as, brand new as it is. You're kind of going through the motions.
Exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that. It's sad, too, because, like, well, okay, let me ask you this. How do you feel about when people come at you and disrespect you? Like you said earlier, throw dirt on your name. How do you feel? How does that make you want
to
react?
Well, to be honest, just personally, I mean, you
does
know
it anger
saying,
you?
Like, I mean, of course it anger me, but I rarely do be in situations. But if I ever do feel some type of energy, I'm comfortable with myself, and I'm knowledgeable about myself. I'm not living, you know, in a world where I'm thinking I'm this, I'm that. I know who I am. There's no negative energy with me. I don't go into any situation with negative energy. So if somebody comes at me, 9 times out of 10, either they probably, you know, perceived what I did, maybe took it the wrong way, or it's energy they have built up, they're letting loose on me. Welcome back.
Hey, so Blake, when is it okay to retaliate?
Now, when it is okay, all right, I'm gonna lay out a couple scenarios. When it is okay, somebody disrespect your mama, it's okay. Somebody spit on you, it's okay. And I'm gonna be real, man. Nah, I'm not gonna say that. It's two scenarios. That's it. I got those two.
Okay.
I was gonna say something else, but we'll say that for another day.
And what's the proper way to retaliate?
Shit, beating a nigga's ass.
With those situations. What if it's just some?
Now hey, it depends, though.
If hey, it's black a, ass. Hey, monkey. What if somebody called you monkey?
Nah. I'm not retaliating. That's a no retaliation. You know, because that would be stupid down in that level. You're not a monkey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I feel like it's all avoidable. You don't have to say anything.
Exactly.
And a lot of shit is very avoidable. Like,
shout out to MLK. You know, that's what he's still for. You know? And that's what Malcolm X, before his death, stood for. You know, also the same thing. So, you know, you definitely have to, you know, turn the other cheek and just keep moving forward and keep living your life.
But my thing is, out of everything that you can, you know, think about it. When you wake up in the morning, you can start to think about anything that you want. You can do absolutely anything you want. You know, man is pretty much free at will to do anything, think any thought, at all the thoughts. Why be weighed down by like some shit that don't matter? Like exactly. A grudge. Half the time it's just some avoidable, and like you said, usually you're just gonna look back like
exactly.
It mattered.
And when you see that person a couple years later, bro, most of the time nothing happened. They look at you like either they either walk by you or they look at you and say I was wrong and I was in a different mindset.
Yeah.
Nine times or you know vice versa, you do the same. So 9 times out of 10, you know, things are gonna get washed in due time. You just gotta understand that and not live in the moment and just look forward. You always gotta be present, but still look forward in your present.
I agree. That's all I needed here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't understand why people would choose that.
We want this to be a no drama 2018, you know. We want less confrontations because, you know, it's more guns getting out there. It's less people even scrapping. To be honest with you, I don't know why anybody talking about fights. That's like a whole different era. Now niggas is bringing out gas.
Look how long it took us to get to this point. We're finally saying it should be no drama.
Exactly.
People need to start realizing, spend your time trying to flourish. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's all that matters, man. Trying to flourish, trying to help your family, you know.
People carry
foundation for your family.
So much grudges that it spills over not only to you but to people you know, mm-hmm. people around you. It starts nowadays in social media.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm holding
clout.
A grudge.
Yeah, and now it's the ultimate pride because everything's getting filmed. So yeah. It's not like it's something in the moment. Oh, you got your ass beat in front of a couple niggas or somebody disrespected you in front of a couple of crowd or something. Now it's millions in the world seeing every day. There's new videos of people getting roasted. There's people getting, you know, beaten up or whatever, getting disrespected, racist. Every day there's new content on Worldstar or YouTube or Snapchat or whatever of people just doing wild shit. So nowadays it forces, you know, kids to feel like, fuck that, I ain't going through that. I have to get a gun because if that happens, then I'm forever going to just be labeled a, you know what I'm saying? And no one wants to be that because now they feel like their life's ruined.
And that's exactly why life is too short. Life ruined. Where are you going to end up? Jail? Dead?
You still got life.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the whole purpose. You know, yeah, you got to look forward. That should be the whole thinking. And I think that's the true answer to that question, is look forward.
I feel you. You a deep man, Jonas.
Thank you.
Mr. Blake Martin.
Thank you.
Who would have thought? Thought you was just a fly rapper from California or something. Hey, I'm just saying, bro, you hitting the people with the gems.
Thank you, man. You know, just a little knowledge I learned through life, you know, like the spectation times.
Yeah, I feel you. I think you're just going to learn more.
Yeah. Every day, man, every day is a learning experience, and, you know, you just want to get better. You know, you can't, you know, I was watching, you know, Kobe's ceremony, and that shit, I hope that didn't go over nobody's head, because that was some real shit what he said. It's not about the accomplishments. It's not about the end of the career. It's about the journey, you know? People spend their whole lives like, oh, I can't wait till I get to this. I can't wait till I... You're forgetting that, man. You're living. You're breathing, you know? Oh my god.
That boy a fool. Hey, but let me tell you a story real quick about it, kind of relates back to the topic, man. And why you shouldn't be carrying grudges. Why you shouldn't be, you know, like, you just gotta understand life is short and shit can happen with just decisions.
Very true.
Words, arguments. You know what I'm saying? Just gotta do your own thing and fucking mind your business. You know what I'm saying? So I used to have a job where it was like high school. Let me tell you, like high school. I was told that before I started working there. I didn't understand why. So, you know, you have a break room, but the break room wasn't like a few people in there at once. It was always, break room was either empty or that break room was full. So one day, this break room happened to be really empty, right? No, actually, it happened to be really full at the time. It had to be real full, excuse me. I walk into the break room. Two dudes. Should we drop names?
No names.
Alright. Two dudes. I'm gonna say the first dude's name was Jack. And the second dude's name was Dante, alright? Dante didn't have nothing to do with this. Jack, the first dude, crazy dude with dreads from one of them Caribbean islands, so you know they got attitudes. He's talking to some other dude, right? Him and the other dude get into this conversation about how the dude Jack said he didn't need any help from his parents. He didn't even need that job. He said he was just there because he wanted to be financially independent.
He was trying to get bread.
Yeah. But his parents supposedly own two car dealerships. He was like, I don't need this fucking job. He was like, I'm not like y'all. Y'all need to be here. He said, me, I just come here because I want to be, right? So it was like a head scratcher. It didn't really make sense. It felt like, nigga, you need to be here too. If you say you want to be here because you want to be financially independent, then nigga, you need to be here. You feel me?
Exactly.
So that's a conversation between Jack and some random dude, right? Mm-hmm. This is when I said, mind your business, because Dante ends up hopping in and says, what you mean you don't need this job? Dante took it a certain way. Dante looked like Suge Knight, a shorter Suge Knight with all gang tattoos.
Okay.
Teardrops. He got the pyro symbols all on and everything. This dude decided to hop in a convo and say, what the fuck you mean you don't need this job? Well, Jack, the first dude, the crazy Caribbean dude, said, nigga, you heard me. I don't need this job. My parents got two dealerships, nigga. I got two nice whips.
Yeah.
So Jason,
he's starting on
it. Yeah. So what Dante says to him is, nigga, what kind of whips you got? Well, let me tell you, this nigga, Jack, started naming off some whips. He said, nigga, I got a motherfucking 2008 pristine Toyota Corolla. He said, nigga, I got a 2012 brand new paid for Chrysler 200. Right?
Yeah, that nigga ballin'.
But the way he was talking, this nigga act like he had some phantoms and shit.
Yeah.
So what fucking Dante says is, nigga, you ain't even got a, you got a Chrysler 200, nigga, you ain't even got a full 300. He told that nigga, shut the fuck up before you bring up any of this other shit, these old whips and shit.
Yeah.
So they started going at it. You know what Jack, what sponsor that nigga was?
What is that?
Nigga, we all clock out.
I'm gonna be real, that's a record scratch. That's a...
Nigga said, fuck this conversation, nigga. We all clock out. Shit. I want to get that shit tatted on my back, nigga.
Bro, if somebody tell me, hey, we clocked out. Hey, man, I think that's fighting words. I think something is going to happen.
That nigga said, oh, yeah? We all clock out. What a response. That's like a nigga trying to flame you and you say, what's in your wallet? And that nigga don't have shit in his wallet.
Right? Fighting words. It's fighting words, man.
That nigga said, we all clocked out. But the thing is, that nigga Jack that said that clocked out at 4:30, Dante clocked out at 5. So it was a 30-minute window for some shit to go down, right? He said, all right, my nigga, I'm going to clock out. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, they was huffing, going back and forth. Niggas broke it up. That nigga Jack clocked out and said, nigga, I'm going to see you in 30 minutes. Nigga just talking, huffing.
Yeah.
He ain't saying shit.
Woofing,
right? You feel me?
Yeah.
Nigga, this nigga Dante clocks out 30 minutes later at 5 o'clock. This nigga walks up to his brand new Camaro. Nigga hop in it, open the door. This nigga starts it, dips. Right as he pulling out, guess who pulls up?
Who?
Blocks him in.
Who?
Dun dun dun, nigga. Jack. Crazy Caribbean.
Nah, it is fighting words. I'm sorry, man. Somebody tell you clock out. Somebody tell you, hey, we clocked out, bro. I'm sorry, man. Something about to happen, bro.
Jack cut him off, my brother.
That's crazy.
Bro, I guess within that 30-minute window, Jack went and got his homeboys. Mm-hmm. Left his job, went and got his homeboys, came back in time, so right when Dante's pulling out, cut him off. Didn't even let this nigga get out the parking lot. I guess him and his homeboys started playing with the back window, acting like they had like guns and shit. Mm-hmm. Low key might have had this nigga Dante spooked and some shit.
On the low?
Yeah, on the low key, my nigga.
Yeah, work, I'm pretty sure you're not strapped.
Yeah, bro, so this nigga fucking follows this nigga home, bro. That nigga Jack, the crazy Caribbean dude. What kind of fucking shit is that? To follow a nigga home. I guess he's just fucking with him, playing with him. The Dante nigga claimed he didn't have no strap. So this nigga wasn't finna, retaliate. He couldn't do nothing, right? Yeah. So I guess the next day at this job, Dante gets there later than the Dante dude. Because remember, Dante gets there later than Jack. Remember, Jack clocks out earlier, right?
Yeah.
So Jack gets there and says, where the fuck is Dante at? All in the break room, everybody in there. Where the fuck is Dante? I'm finna beat this nigga ass, right?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Once again, bro. Dante not there yet, right?
Yeah.
So this nigga Jack leaves. He goes somewhere else.
He pull up on a mission.
He go do some other shit, right?
Yeah.
Dante ends up finally getting there to the job, to the break room. All he hears is, "Hey, that nigga Jack was coming to look for you."
Yeah.
Jack was coming to look for you, nigga. That nigga said, "What?
Yeah.
Look for me?" That nigga went to go look for Jack. Pulled up on Jack and said, "Nigga, on bloods, nigga, what's good? Who the fuck you talking to?" You know what I'm saying? He was just huffing, bro. Yeah. Bro, I keep, bro, like 30 people broke him up.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get at each other. Keep in mind the size difference. I never let y'all know. Dante is about 250, 5'6". Nah, maybe like 280, 5'6". Husky boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pants always sagging, got the long pro club still. You know, be flamed up in the red, got the teardrops.
Yeah.
This other dude, Jack, skinny Caribbean dude. Look like he probably played a banjo, probably never lifted a weight in his life, right? But he crazy in the head, and nigga got heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Followed that nigga home, cut him off in the parking lot, went and got his homies, like, this nigga's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, after that incident, the Haitian dude, the Caribbean dude, that nigga gets fired. Obviously, my nigga, you can't create no scene like that at work.
Yeah.
But what they did was the supervisors got on Dante's case and said, you know what I'm saying, he came at you first, so you didn't get fired. So one dude didn't get fired, the other one do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, bro, we have a Christmas party 1 week later, exactly 1 week after Jack got fired. The rule was you got to have your work badge and your ID or you can't get into the Christmas party. Somehow, Jack got into the Christmas party. Plus, two goons, both wearing black hoodies. You know, it's two entourage with him, and then Jack got on a black hoodie too. So it's like, nigga, how you get to the work party in the first place? Meanwhile, Dante there flamed up. And he got on the red shoes, got on the red flannel, you know, his teardrops. I think he even got a color just for that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His homie there with him too, all flamed up. I was like, man, some shit gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my lady there, we end up leaving, bro. We end up walking out. We walking past the venue on the way out. The dude Jack come huffing. Him and his goons puffing real hard, bro. Speed walking. Like they about to do some shit. So I kind of turn my back like, yo, these niggas about to walk up on me. So when I turn, the nigga Jack walk up on me and say, "Hey, you seen that nigga Dante?" I said, "Nah, I ain't seen Dante." That nigga said, "All right." And that nigga, bro, him and his homies, pedaling. Just keep pushing. And my girl says, "Look like they was up to no good." I said, "Don't they? Like, fuck them niggas on, right?" Bro, I get a call like 30 minutes later. This nigga, well, it's another nigga, it's the supervisor. He tells me, "Hey, Jack just pulled out a gun on Dante in the parking lot, put the gun to his chest and said, now what, nigga?"
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun, my nigga. You know what that tells you, boys and girls? Mind your goddamn business. Life is too short.
Oh my god, man. Don't we put the gun to his chest?
Put the gun to his chest.
Said, now what? That's crazy, man. He didn't do nothing.
Niggas just holding grudges.
Exactly. He didn't do nothing.
This shit carried on for a few days. Ended up with a nigga putting a gun to the other nigga's chest. For no reason. I ain't gonna tell y'all what happened. You know, what the result was, but come on now.
We'll let y'all guess that on y'all.
Ignite. mind your business. My bad, bro. Just mind your business. Just mind your business. That's all that story was pointing out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be holding no grudges and shit.
Yeah.
Shit ends up in senseless violence and situations, you know what I'm saying? But I've been meaning to ask, you seen that Will Smith video?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you gotta see that shit.
Am I missing out?
Nigga, what? Bro, Will Smith, I think he like dyed his hair. He pulled up like in a rave or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah, like acting like he was his son, just rapping his song or some shit. He got 100 million streams.
Hey, the game different now,
100
man.
Million.
The game different. Will Smith ain't had a hit in how long, and he just did that.
No, he didn't do it. His son did it.
He just had the video of him rapping it.
Like he impersonated his son's video type shit. Like,
yeah,
just showing like, and then he had a message at the end saying congratulations.
And it went viral, and that led it to.
He put it on his IG.
Did that lead it to gold getting 100 million?
Nah, it already had.
It already had it.
Yeah,
so Jaden got 100 million.
Jaden got 100. That's what I mean. Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Jaden Smith.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Also, what I wanted to say was that I really appreciate having you on this podcast.
Thank you, man. Thank you, you know, for allowing me to come and to speak to the people.
How was it? Is your first podcast?
Definitely, yeah, my first podcast. You know, glad it's with my guy, Mancio. Thank you, Mancio. You know?
Already.
Allowing me to bring my presence.
Power Shake.
On God.
What's your social network so the people can stay active with you?
Instagram, you can hit me up on Thelonious Joseph @, you feel me, Twitter. You can hit me up.
Thelonious Joseph on Instagram.
Twitter, hit me up on Blake Martin.
Blake Martin.
Tumblr, Blake Martin 94. And you know, those are spots you can hit me up. Working on the EP right now, working on the album. You know, definitely gonna be a really, really good year. Like I was telling my man Marcio before we did the podcast, man. A lot of things coming. And you know, a lot of my people that I fucks with is on the bigger thing. Shout out to my man Sam. Shout out to my man Sia. Shout out to my man Aziz. You know, shout out to a lot of my niggas, man, and everybody that's grinding, everybody that's looking forward to this year and trying to be the best they could be. At the end of the day, I just wanted to leave y'all with one last message. Just be cool. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter the type of vibes people are bringing. If you always cool, everything's going to be cool. You know, good energy going to follow you, and you're going to get good luck, and you're going to be able to prosper in life. Because at the end of the day, no one wants to be in no ghetto-ass, trash-ass situations where it's some street shit and niggas is just in the gutter and can't do anything about it. No one wants to be in that. So if you keep your head forward, keep a positive mind state, and keep a good influence around you, you'll always be able to prosper and they're able to be get good juju.
Amen. Yeah, that's some powerful shit, my brother.
Juice for the soul, you feel me?
Hey, man, they say juice is temporary, sauce is forever, man.
Sauce is forever.
You feel me?
For shit.
I ain't got neither none of them. I don't need none of them. Mancio out here just doing his thing, man. I do appreciate you having coming on the show for real, man. That was epic.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You one of the realest.
Thank you.
Hey, also, by the way, I want to let y'all know I'm about to be having paid advertisement. You want me to advertise with your business? You got to pay 100 stacks.